For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks for hanging out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Ta-da! Shout out to Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. If you haven't checked out the new Chicago VSOP, you really need to do that. It's quality stuff. You're going to love it. I want to talk about the Bears, and I want to talk about the sum of all fears of Bears fans as they get into conversations about their team, whether those conversations are with us or with their friends or what they see being said online or how national media is talking about the Bears. Look, you know my thing is that I try desperately to not lie to you. I try to not gas up things that I don't think are worthy of stepping on the gas. I try to be as upfront about my feelings about what's happening with the teams in Chicago and, you know, other teams that I love, Roll Tide, as I can. Here's how I feel about how this offseason has gone with the Bears. I think you are well within your rights to be excited about what they've done, because it's a change. And I'm not saying that there's plenty of times where change for change's sake is something to get excited about. And I'll give you an example to try to illustrate the difference. When Eberflus was fired, people got really excited about Thomas Brown. And in that moment, I was telling you, don't get too excited about this, because there's a lot of impediments that are in the way of Thomas Brown being able to succeed as Bears head coach, and there's still an overall problem with how the team was constructed. So yes, Thomas Brown sounded great, and I think that eventually he is going to find his way to being a head coach in the NFL. But it was never going to happen as the interim guy. Like, that was fantasy. Like, the idea of it was fantasy, that you had found this diamond in the rough, and in the last 6 weeks of the season, he was going to show you that he was going to be the guy, and that the Bears were finally fixed because the scourge of Matt Eberflus was gone. That's when the exuberance over what's going on with the Bears, in my opinion, gets to be too much. That's change for change's sake. That is being excited because of a negative. The negative being removed, and the natural response is to take a deep breath and go, ah, this feels better. Because that thing, that person, that idea is gone, and now everything's going to be fixed. It takes a while to get stuff done, and it takes a while to get things fixed. With this offseason, though, I do think that it calls for, celebration is probably too heavy of a word, but it calls for it to be okay for you to be like, all right, look at this. Not only is this change for change's sake, this is different because it has to be. If they're going to succeed as a franchise, if Ryan Poles is going to succeed as a GM, the philosophical change that has happened with the Bears, to me, is evident. Now, that philosophical change doesn't magically produce wins. There's still a lot of work that has to be done between now and September. But what I want people to live in and realize is that when your team does make the right moves, it's okay to say that. I swear, like, oftentimes I get from the corners of the internet the idea of, hey, Holmes, why don't you call out this? Or, I call out what I think is necessary to call out, but allow me to do the flip side of that. It's also okay to call out and shout out a team when they are moving in a direction that makes sense. All of this that we're seeing now with the moves that they've made, it's proof of concept. It is an understanding of, you know what we've messed up? We have messed up the trenches. We have not done a good job of building an offensive line and a defensive line. We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kensta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kensta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kensta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kensta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kensta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kensta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Are they late to the trend? Yes, they are. If you look at what the best teams in the league have been doing, including the one that Ben Johnson came from, there has been a real push by those front offices to build offensive line winners. And then defensive line winners too, to allocate your resources as such. To go out there and try to be a winner by pushing people off the ball. They do have to get a lot of this stuff done and be moving in the right direction before Caleb Williams is done with year three, but he's just getting ready to start year two. And they've placed a lot of confidence in him by doing what they've done, by going out and getting the best available center. That doesn't mean he's the best center. And that's the other thing that you have to keep in mind. Just because he was the best that was available doesn't mean that he's the best in the league. But that's okay. It's still a 26-year-old center that can move and is smart and hopefully won't have some of the same problems that previous centers have had. You went out and got a real dude at guard in Joe Tooney. I'm not sure what to think of Jackson because of how badly things went in LA, and I get it. It was a position change and a team change. but I'm still not sure what to think. That being said, they are better today than they were when the last time we saw them guard to guard. And if you're better guard to guard, that probably means your tackles are going to be better too. It'll be nice to see Darnell Wright with some competency next to him. The hope is that no one gets injured. On the defensive side, going to get Grady Jarrett and Dio Dingbo, you needed to get people who could pressure the quarterback. You've not gotten the right amount of pressures and sacks from the guys on your line as it stands. Does this make Jervon Dexter better? Maybe he's better in limited reps and that he might have to share with Grady Jarrett. Maybe the spark of, hey man, you're not, we drafted you to get stuff done and you're not quite there yet. Maybe that spark does something to him. But overall, and the Bears are going to introduce their new players today because the league year starts today. It is okay for you at this moment. Like, don't sweat the idea of the off-season championship shit. Don't sweat it. These are the times when you're supposed to be excited about your team. When they go out and they make smart moves. Like, if you were a Dallas Cowboys fan and you were out here being excited about what they've done, I would say, no, you probably shouldn't be excited. But if you're a Bears fan, yeah. This shows a philosophical change in the way they're doing things. And we can ascribe it to Ben Johnson coming in, but maybe it's more of, dare I say, a collaborative effort between Johnson and Poles where they found consensus on how to build something. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. I don't think that there was a partnership with Eberflus and Poles. I think the partnership stemmed from their agent. From a football standpoint, I don't know if Ryan Poles ever saw Matt Eberflus as a partner. I think now he's got a partner, and that's okay. It's okay for the GM to say, I could use a different pair of eyes. Let me understand what a successful coach has been able to do. And I always say this too. Being a play caller, being an offensive coordinator, totally different job from being a head coach. We don't know if Ben Johnson can do it, but I do know that he can put an offense together. And so when I see him putting some of these pieces together on offense, I'm getting excited about what happens next. There's still a lot to go. There has to be a buy-in from Caleb Williams. He has to improve. He has to want to get better. He has to take to the coaching. And what they're going to ask him to do is pretty difficult this year. He's starting over. He's starting from scratch. But I am not here to steal your joy. You should be cool with what the Bears have done. And then you can make judgments next month about how they went about approaching the draft. But this is, for anyone who's acting like this isn't a significant improvement to the roster, if they aren't significantly better with their 53 at this moment than they were when we saw them in January, as Flavor Flav would say, don't believe the hype. Those people are wrong. This is absolutely a step up in class in roster building. And now let's see if when the roster is constructed, if they can be coached in a way that's going to allow them to compete. But yeah, you all right? If you got excited when you saw they got Grady Jarrett, yeah, it's okay. If you saw the Joe Tooney thing and you were like, wow. If you saw the Bears jump out and get Drew Dahlman and you said, finally, they're doing exactly what they should have been doing for years. You are correct. It doesn't mean they'll win the Super Bowl, but it means that they at least understand what their problems have been and are trying to make a different way. And they deserve credit for that. I know this kind of came off as like angry. I'm sorry. I'm just passionate about this. Like, it's okay to tell people that they're doing a good job. Ryan Poles has done a good job on this one. Ben Johnson has done a good job on this one. The Bears offseason has been strong so far. There's still some offseason to go, but it's okay. So that's what I'm going to say. It's okay. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.